Hey, kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize we were recording.
You never realize we're recording.
No, I don't.
Hey, kittens. Hey, puppies. This is Kittens in a Bed.
Kittens in a Bed.
Today's date is what?
The 25th.
Yeah, 6/25/08.
So you'll be listening to this on the 26th. Or something stupid like that. We are... Yeah. Oh, we're watching at this very second as we're talking. We're watching The Baby Borrowers.
I'm gonna say stupid concept.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's gonna have some funny results, like some babies like falling out of their arms and, you know, squashing heads, things like that. You know, shaking baby syndrome.
That'd be awesome. Love shaking babies. Love them shaking babies. Oh. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, me too. Let's make this a short show.
Yeah, you ever have like one of those days where like. You wake up and you're just like, oh, fuck me.
No.
That's because you have a happy job. I don't have a happy job.
Yeah.
I don't.
Look at this girl's lips. There's something wrong with them. It's gross.
Yeah. You're stupid.
Would you ever get those lip things?
Oh, God, no.
Those lip injections?
No. No.
Would you ever get a lip ring?
No.
Oh, I was listening to... I was actually watching the Totally Rad show.
Mm-hmm.
And they answered a viewer email. And I think you should answer this. And I'll answer it. Well, and I'll even do it on the snacks on Saturday. Okay. It's a great question.
Okay.
It's a three-part question.
Okay.
All right. You're in a mall.
All right, I'm in a mall.
It's the day that zombies start attacking.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. What is your choice of weapon?
Okay.
The song that's blasting over the PA system in the mall.
Okay.
And what celebrity, not character, but celebrity, would you want to fight alongside?
All right. Do I have to answer them in that order?
No, you don't have to.
All right.
But you have to answer all three.
I think my weapon of choice is a machete.
Okay.
Just slice their heads off, because, you know, they don't have any heads, they can't live.
Gotcha.
Right? That's how you kill zombies. Like, you either shoot them in the head, or you kind of, like, dislocate the brain. It's got to be, like, some injury to the brain.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a machete. Clean slice.
Right.
The song would be "The End Is the Beginning Is the End" by Smashing Pumpkins. Okay. It was actually in a Batman movie. Awesome song. Gotta listen
Wait
to it.
Wait a minute. Which Batman movie?
I don't remember.
A bad one.
Yeah, it wasn't any recent ones. But the song is awesome. There's a bunch of different versions to it, too. You need the one from the movie, because it's really loud and crazy.
Cool. And what celebrity?
What celebrity?
You like Billy Corgan to fight along? Because he could be singing that song.
Yeah, but honestly, I think he'd be a pussy when it comes to self-defense.
Yeah?
Like, I think he'd be useless.
Hmm.
He'd probably, like... I love him as a musician and an artist, and I'm a big fan, but right. I could totally see him, like, doing, like, some emo bullshit and curling up into a corner and just letting the zombies eat him, you know? So, no, I don't think I'd want him. I would want... I'm assuming someone to work with me in destroying these little fuckers.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like, if this was a buddy movie, this would be your buddy.
Okay.
That's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I want someone beefed. Like someone with strength, like physical strength.
Right, right. Dude, Celebrity Circus is on next. We gotta watch that.
Okay, we'll watch that. I don't really, I can't, like, I think all celebrities would just be jackasses. You know?
Really? Well then, okay, so who would you want to be there so you could just, like, slice their head off with the machete and go, whoops, I didn't mean to.
Oh, that would be Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
But, no, let me really think this through.
Wait, who?
Paris Hilton?
Who is that?
Shut up, you're an asshole.
Your face was priceless. Wait, what? How about Cindy Crawford?
I'd probably want a comedian with me.
Just to, like, keep up the...
You kind of, like, just to keep my mind off of, like, the death and insanity going on.
They'd probably be good with, like, one-liners, too.
Yeah. So every time I slice someone, they'd be like, a little bit up, ba-dum-ching.
Or they would say something in English that would go like, way to get ahead in life.
Right. Yeah. See, I did that bit because I couldn't think of anything zombie funny, so I just put it in gibberish. So maybe Liam Lynch.
Yeah? All right.
I think he'd be a good... Actually, he probably could kick some ass.
Liam Lynch?
Yeah. He's a fucking insomniac. He's got to be going crazy anyway. True. And insane people are dangerous.
They're dangerous.
So I'd want him on my side. Yeah, I'm going with Machete.
Okay.
The end is the beginning is the end. And Liam Lynch.
Cool.
All right, your turn.
I would go with Classic Shotgun.
Okay.
Because that's always good for zombies.
Close range. Man, you'd have to get like right up in their face.
Also, maybe I wouldn't want a shot. I know what I want. Chainsaw.
Okay.
Chainsaw arm attachment.
Nice.
All right. And to go along with the chainsaw, the Ramones song, Chainsaw, which is an awesome song. My favorite song. And to go along with all three of those, either Joey Ramone, but he's dead, but he would be a zombie.
He'd be a zombie, but he'd be a good zombie, like on the other side?
Yeah, or Gary Busey, because he's fucking insane.
And Gary Busey could bite their heads off.
He would kick ass.
Yeah.
He would totally kick ass.
Yeah. And then maybe your group and my group would meet up in the middle, and we could all just join up and kick everyone's ass.
Right.
Cool. Cool question.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You want to make a short show?
Trying to think of anything else to talk about. Tell me a joke. I don't know any jokes.
Come on.
I really don't. I don't know any jokes.
All right. Jesus. Take off his diaper.
Oh, God. They had to show it? Oh.
I think they're doing duty shows on.
Yeah, they're showing poop in diapers. Well, I see that stuff every day, so it doesn't really bother me.
It's gross.
But, I have a parent. I told you this. One of the parents of my kids in my class, she's kind of trying to cause turmoil between me and my boss, I think.
Right.
Like, the parent and my boss are having an issue.
Right.
And the parent is kind of coming to me to be, like, the middleman, I guess, and to get me to take her side.
Right.
But she hasn't really picked up on the fact that I can't stand her, and I think she's a total bitch. And secondly, anyone in any field, like, I think it's just completely illogical and ludicrous to
go against
the person that is in charge of your paycheck and your standard of living.
Right.
Like, that doesn't... I mean, it'd be one thing if my boss was an asshole and I didn't like my boss and, like, there was a chance that maybe I could, like, overtake her job or something.
Mm-hmm.
But my boss is very good to me. Like, she irritates me sometimes, but for the most part, she treats me well, and she's very fair, you know? Like, just, I mean, you may not get exactly what you want, but she's always fair.
Right.
And I think that's important.
This woman wanted you to go against her.
And that's just not going to happen, and
That ain't happening.
Mm-mm. Doing little finger snaps, little head bob. So anyway, that was just a little added drama to my... And it wears me out, you know? It's like I'm already tired by the end of the day. And this all happened as I'm getting ready to leave. Like, this woman corners me in my classroom. Oh my God, the cat is praying. That is too cute. Right now, guys, the cat is crossing her little paws into herself. Oh, it looks like she's eating her little fingers. Oh, you're so cute. I love you, kitten. You are so cute. I'm gonna eat you. I'm gonna put you in a cone and eat you.
This is not good radio here.
Yeah, sorry guys, I'm talking to the cat. I am gonna be that crazy cat lady. I think if we ever break up, that's what I'm gonna turn into.
Just tons of cats.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna date anyone else. I'm just gonna have cats.
You wouldn't date anyone else? What about a giant cat? Would you date a giant cat?
No, that's gross. That's like bestiality.
Yeah, but what if it had human-like qualities?
No.
You're not having sex with it.
No.
You're just dating it.
That's weird. No.
I would.
You're it. That's it. Draw the line. No one after Ben.
Whoa, dude. All right. That was a good show, right?
That was a good show. It was all right. A little short, but actually not too much shorter.
We will leave you with the soothing sounds of the Ramones and Chainsaw.
Yeah, vote for Obama.
I love you.
Obama.